Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning. The SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. Take on Me. Item Number SCP-3028. Object Class Safe. Special Containment Procedures. SCP-3028 is kept in Site-103's low-value anomalous items storage vault when not undergoing testing. A full list of writing produced by SCP-3028 is available to personnel with 2-3028 clearance. Description. SCP-3028 is a wooden window box planter. Flowering plants grown in SCP-3028 will grow at roughly 20 times their natural rate. Plants grown in SCP-3028, hereby SCP-3028-1, will develop abnormal pigmentation patterns on their leaves and petals, beginning at maturity, in the form of easily legible English language political or social commentary that is almost universally considered irrelevant, nonsensical, or objectionable. A sample can be found in Appendix A. These statements, hereby SCP-3028-2, often deal with current events that have received substantial media attention in the country where SCP-3028 is located at the time. Footnote 1. The minimum observed time between an event occurring and SCP-3028-1 generating a statement that refers to it is 54 minutes. Plants grown from seeds produced by SCP-3028-1 will develop additional instances of SCP-3028-2 that expound on the originating instance, even if they are not planted in SCP-3028. When related SCP-3028-2 are placed in the proper order, SCP-3028-1 and its descendants can be used to produce complete essays that attempt to defend the position present in the original SCP-3028-2 instance. Additional defendants of SCP-3028-1 beyond the number necessary to complete an essay will repeat SCP-3028-2 instances found on prior descendants. Essays produced by SCP-3028, while unusual in content, possess no readily apparent anomalous properties. However, some researchers have suggested that additional research may be necessary to properly establish a control group with which these essays may be compared. Appendix A. Sample of SCP-3028-2 instances. Full content of the essays associated with each instance is available to authorized personnel upon request. Chemotherapy is anti-feminist. If Gandhi really wanted to make a difference, he would have voted. School lunches should not include grains or vegetables. Feudalism was the closest we've ever been to a socialist utopia. Self-defense is indefensible. Talking to your neighbors is a beginning of a slippery slope towards communism. California should give Nestle full control of its water supply. Mike Pence was a secret puppet master of the Obama administration. Plants are a blight on the urban landscape. The new McDonald's ad campaign is a Russian psyop founded by George Soros. Junk mail is good, and everyone should read it. Trump's secret Muslim leanings say a lot about the today's radical left. Everybody who hasn't kissed a black baby is a racist. The Columbine shooters did nothing wrong. Cities starved for parking spaces should build them in the suburbs. Appendix B. Recovered documentation indicates that SCP-3028 was made in early 2011 by two individuals known only by their pseudonyms, Hattrick 6 and Dreams, both of which are active in the New York City anomalous art community. Footnote 2. Dreams is speculated to have also been involved in the creation of SCP-2015-. It was auctioned off at the 2011 Urban Nomads auction for $20,000 to Nicole McConnell, an Albany-based lawyer and art collector. Footnote 3, a week-long annual auction held by members of a NYC AnArt community in a different, difficult-to-access location each year, generally attended by 200 to 500 individuals and raises upwards of $500,000 for charitable causes. McConnell's diary describes a morbid fascination with SCP-3028. She would regularly catalog the statements she found most disagreeable. On May 2, 2015, Nicole McConnell died of natural causes at the age of 66. As per her will, her art collection was distributed among her grandchildren. SCP-3028 was given to Trevor Stiles, a 23-year-old software engineer living in Boston, Massachusetts. Stiles claims to have originally used SCP-3028 primarily to grow vegetables for personal consumption. However, after several months, he began to use SCP-3028 to produce opinion pieces that he would submit to various publications as a practical joke. When several of these pieces were published and attracted considerable attention, Stiles instead created websites under various pseudonyms for the express purpose of hosting SCP-3028-produced content. When a piece was published, he would then, with the assistance of several associates, draw attention to it on social media, generating advertising revenue when incredulous or amused readers visited the site to read the piece. In February of 2016, Stiles left his prior place of employment to operate a startup business based on the aforementioned revenue model. He hired 3 employees to perform curation, gardening, search engine optimization, and other miscellaneous duties. 1, in violation of a non-disclosure agreement they had signed upon being hired, described SCP-3028 and its effects on several social media accounts. The Foundation performed a routine investigation, after which SCP-3028 was confiscated, all relevant documentation was retrieved, and all persons of interest were amnesticized. Appendix C. Proposed Amendment to Containment Procedures Made by Dr. Grimes, SCP-3028's HMCL Supervisor. Personnel should be screened for appropriate temperament before assignment to SCP-3028. Commentary by Dr. Grimes. Initially, my concern for this object was that exposure to deliberately provocative political diatribes en masse would be detrimental to the psyche of researchers who grew and transcribed them, or at least those researchers who couldn't stay emotionally detached, and the Botany Department training does not stress emotional detachment. This turned out not to be a problem. For one, most researchers are already subjected to bigoted statements that are both aimed at their particular demographic and popular among large segments of the population, so SCP-3028's provocations do not compare. Beyond that, most of the researchers who did have difficulty handling the work were prompt and professional in their requests for reassignment. A more pressing issue is that on 2 occasions, researchers have actively requested assignment to SCP-3028 and remained on the project even while it caused them distress. In both cases, the researchers would spend extended periods of time reading archived material produced by SCP-3028, expressing dismay or anger when presented with opinions that deeply conflicted with their worldview or represented forms of discrimination to which they were subject. Over time, this affected the quality of their research and ability to work with other researchers. Upon confrontation, both admitted to using SCP-3028-produced content as a method of deliberately causing themselves distress. Needless to say, use of an SCP object for self-harm is unprofessional, and personnel with these tendencies should not be permitted to work on SCP-3028. Thank you for listening. Intro music was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Level 2 patrons or higher can get early, ad-free episodes. You can join our Discord and follow us on social media using the links in the description. You can also suggest an SCP for us to read. Rating, reviewing, and sharing always helps.
Thanks for your patience while I got all of these bonuses out. We'll be back in 2 weeks for the start of Season 3. As always, if you would like early and ad-free access, you can check out our Patreon to get those.
Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Are you interested in helping to teach machines how real people speak? When creating voice systems, a large amount of voice data is needed. Oftentimes, large companies that have this information do not release it to the public. Mozilla's Common Voice is a project to help make voice recognition unbiased, open, and accessible to everyone. Donate your voice by reading short sentences or check the quality of other people's contributions. It's super simple and you don't even need a good microphone setup, perfect English, or anything like that. In fact, accents and any other languages you may speak will only improve recognition. Contribute your voice to hashtag Common Voice. Find out more at commonvoice.mozilla.org. That's Mozilla with two L's.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.